Space Cowboy Books presents Simultaneous Times, a science and speculative fiction podcast. Short stories to stir the imagination by contemporary authors.
Further by Jonathan Nevers, with music by Fog Machine, read by Jean-Paul Garnier. We're leaving now. It's as good a time as any to depart. Don't fret about your possessions. In fact, don't bother bringing them. That's the idea, actually. Not to worry. It's how to get started. They'll have what you need on arrival. Forget about goodbyes, too. No one will miss you because they won't notice you left. And here's the kicker. You'll be back earlier than you departed. They're clever that way. It amuses them, and so they're generous with the return journey. It's a pity, by the way. They breed it with humorous compassion, a private joke at your expense. Be thankful. It gives you time to reset after you're back. That is, if you return. It bothers you not knowing where you're headed, doesn't it? All I can offer you is this. The destination lies deep in an infinite unknown. We're talking about crossing more than distance. You'll need to shrug off space and time. If you can't push off from the shore of your insecurities, you won't get there. You'll hesitate. The navigation will glitch. That's how you get yourself lost forever. It's not about being humbled by sublime ignorance before the gates of some macrocosmic universal order. Such are the myths that frame limited knowledge and keep you stationary, breeding nothing more than misperception. No threshold lies on the edge of your galaxy or local group or any other sector of the void. Anywhere. And by the way, there are no voids. That's your crutch. If you persist in expecting to uncover a majestic realm and some great beyond, you're not going to make it. That illusion is neither far enough nor big enough to suffice. Let that go. Let's seed you something relative in sympathy so you can take flight. Just don't become attached or dependent. Ready? Give yourself the liberty to hurtle forward at light speed. Or faster if you can. Your point of departure doesn't matter, and neither does your trajectory. You'll head in the right direction. Trust me, they'll make sure of that. Go. You're moving now. Good. Keep at it. Put some duration and experience between yourself and home. Look back. See it falling away? Congratulations, you're at the beginning. Or is it the end? Don't look back again. Once is all you get. Besides, there's nothing left to see that way. You're doing well. You just might make it. See it yet? There. But you aren't seeing, are you? We really can't refer to it as vision, can we? Nope. But you know that's how to relate, for now, so stick to it. They'll give you new words and thoughts after you arrive. This is all supposed to happen. You're expanding. There's hope for you yet. Now focus on it. It is approaching, despite what your mind wants to believe. Here's a tip. You aren't moving anymore. You never were. They're rolling everything to you. Another thing, we can't speak in terms of a when anymore. Not at this point. Time is both irrelevant and offensive to them. Take note of that, you'll need it. There's no past, present, or future foundation on which to build your position anymore. Perhaps it's best to simply leave it at this. We're now further. It's up to you to step over the line. My responsibility is only to bring you to its edge. Yes, that one in front of you. That's the way in, or is it the way out? One last thing. They don't know about you or that you're coming. That's our little secret. Attempted Contact by S.Z. Atwell, with music by Scott Smigel, read by Jean-Paul Garnier. Sat down. He smoothed his garments. Time to announce to the humans their threatened demise. He turned on the system, stretched his webbed fingers. The communication had been carefully crafted. He'd gone over it with his closest officials, had it approved by the galactic courts. The humans were on a resource-rich planet and must be eliminated. Of course, honor and intergalactic conventions demanded that they acknowledge the declaration before he proceeded. He read the beautifully crafted wording again. Humans, this is a message from the General of the Intergalactic Colonization Board. The planet you inhabit has attracted our attention. Do not resist. We offer you terms of surrender. He smiled widely and pressed, disperse. He watched with glee as the email filtered through the human system. The Pentagon, the KGB, various international intelligence agencies. He sat back, a smirk on his face. He'd done his research. He'd specifically used one of their odd little computer terminals, nearly useless technology, to make sure the message would be sent in a form the humans could not fail to comprehend. Not like the Zorgians' foolish attempts at crop circles. He shook his head. Sometimes he wondered what those children were thinking. No, an electronic mail should not fail to get the attention of the major players on the... The strange little terminal pinged. This was probably it. The moment he'd been waiting for, he thought, suddenly shaking. The moment that he would gain authority to take over an entire planet, that jewel of blues and greens outside his spaceship, just ripe for the... Failed to deliver. He choked on his alertness beverage. He opened the email. Your email has been classified as spam and rejected by the server. Then a second ping. His tracking system showed that the email had been opened by the FBI and had been marked as junk. The messages continued. He gaped. Spam? My threat of invasion and colonization by intergalactic forces is not spam. He turned around and slammed his webbed hands on the table. Get in here. Two of his hapless assistants half fell into the room. You, he said. Voice very quiet, dangerous. You did not advise me that this could be considered as junk mail. No, sir, one of the flunkies said, trembling. We thought it an appropriate message, but, sir, as the cultural consulant said, humans do not threaten war by email. They... Get out! Out! They fled. He put his face in one webbed hand. Thank you. In this episode of Simultaneous Times, you heard Further by Jonathan Nevers, with music by Fog Machine, and Attempted Contact by S.C. Atwell, with music by Scott Smigel. Theme music by Dane Lescombe. Out now, Simultaneous Times, Volume 2, Science Fiction Paperback Anthology, featuring stories you heard here on this podcast and some you haven't. Find it at bookshop.org/shop/spacecowboybooks and get a hold of us on Instagram or Twitter. We'd love to know what you think of the show.